See, had Notre Dame gone ahead and lost like that they should have,
yes.
I mean, that would have been a perfect, I mean, pretty much a perfect football weekend as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, see, I'm a Notre Dame fan.
I like the fight song. I do.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Hey, I had a walk-on offer at Notre Dame.
What the hell's wrong with you people? This is Notre Dame.
I like Notre Dame.
I've always liked the song.
Wow.
I really
have. It's Notre freaking Dame. Come on.
I was not allowed to even read the letter much because my dad was an Oklahoma fan.
Have you had any coffee yet this morning, Scott?
It's Notre Dame. You know, because if I don't care who it is, if any other teams are undefeated, Notre Dame is going to play whoever that other team might be for the national championship.
That's true.
And that's not right.
You're right.
That is not fair.
And it was all because of NBC because they get so much TV coverage.
I believe that Oregon would beat the snot out of them.
Yes,
I'm pretty
they would.
Sure that Alabama would. I'm not sure at all. It would not surprise me at all if A&M could beat Notre Dame.
I think
Dame.
A&M could take Notre Dame.
I think they really could.
I think they'd run them to death.
I think there are probably about five teams that are better than Notre Dame, but they end up undefeated. They've got a wonderful chance to be in the national championship, and that's just wrong.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, just because the Pope is director of recruiting. Just, you know, all right, I got that out of my system.
Do you feel better?
Sure.
Do you need a hug now?
Kind of
bring it full circle?
Listen, believe me. I fully embrace the Cowboys by comparison to Notre Dame.
I didn't know that's how passionate
well,
you
and
were
I think
about
you'll find,
it.
I believe you'll find non-Catholic, but I believe you'll find that sentiment pretty much throughout the Southwest.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that feel that way. You're
just
right.
Don't really care for them. But anyway,
just
there you go.
Just prop your feet up on the radio recliner, Scott.
Yeah.
Little radio therapy for you this morning.
I think we've beaten them more than they've beaten us in football. I'm not sure. Maybe 2-1, maybe 2-2. I'm not sure. But anyway,
I will look that up.
I will, because Jackie Sherrill, I remember, he just beat the snot out of him in the Cotton Bowl.
He did. And it was bad.
And they stole Tim Brown's towel.
Yes, they did.
35-10, something like that. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, and they didn't care too much for that towel stealing thing.
No, they did. Well, I think he's from Dallas, so yeah, that happened in his hometown, but that's okay. The belatedly crowned winner of a $23 million California lottery jackpot says she had stuffed the lucky ticket in her car and left it there, forgotten for months, until a surveillance camera photo of the ticket's purchase surfaced on the internet. Only when she recognized her daughter in the picture, which state lottery officials had publicly circulated in a desperate attempt to locate this woman, 69-year-old Julie Cavera, she realized to her amazement she was a multi-millionaire. I mean, they had the news conference on Friday in San Bernardino, California. A resident of the high desert town of Victorville, who had been on disability for 20 years, described herself as broke. The unexpected turn of fortune could not have come at a more opportune time. State lottery officials said that the jackpot marks only the second time they have been forced to release a store surveillance photo to track down a winner.
Man, holy cow.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
In California Super Lotto Plus contest player, she's played for years. Winners have 6 months from the date of the purchase to claim their prize. So good for her. She got $23 million now. She's not broke, and she doesn't have to vote. She doesn't care who wins, right? I got $23 million. It's going to be a good
day. I'm telling you, if I win the lottery, it becomes very difficult to deal with up here.
Yeah, I understand,
Oh, I doubt it. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Of course, I'm difficult to deal with whether I win the lottery or not, but, you know.
Maybe if you would win the lottery, you wouldn't be so
difficult. That could be. I don't mind trying that.
It has nothing to do with that. He'll just be gone.
Just do that. Right, yeah. Good to see y'all. I'm going to be someplace else.
Yeah. The show would start at noon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you know you can get paid for spreading holiday cheer?
That's what elves do, and you can do it at Santa's Wonderland.
Santa's Wonderland is looking for cashiers, food handlers, hayride drivers, greeters, parking attendants, and general labor.
Those are the people who create the Texas Christmas experience.
Applications are available at santas-wonderland.com. That's santas-wonderland.com.
You're going to love being an elf.
We do.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer located in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 6:17, November the 5th out there. And How can it just be one day, but today is National Donut Day? I mean, the donut gets a day, that's it?
Why not? There were holidays for those other more obscure desserts.
Well, I think, but I mean, I'm saying it should be more than a day. I mean, think about it. I wonder how many donuts are sold in America.
A kajillion.
Golly, really. I mean, that's a big number. Also today is the halfway point of autumn. Glad it's going to be like 80 degrees by the middle of the week. But nonetheless, all right, what do we got for birthdays?
Birthdays today include Kevin Jonas.
Oh.
One of the Jonas Brothers.
Of course he is.
He's 25.
I couldn't even name another. How many Jonas Brothers are there?
Four, if I'm not mistaken.
One of them named John.
I don't know.
Nick? I don't know.
Right. Nick is definitely one.
Okay, I think so. All right.
Johnny Damon, 39, former Boston Red Sox.
Oh, I like Johnny Damon.
One of my favorite actors celebrating a birthday today, Sam Shepard.
Yeah, he's good.
69.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Sam Rockwell's 44. The youngest person ever to win an Oscar, Tatum O'Neal, 49.
Is she still? She still has that, huh? Wow,
yep.
I didn't know. Okay.
Who else do we have? Tilda Swinton. Excuse me.
Oh, you're kidding me.
From the Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah. Okay.
Robert Patrick is 54. He was the bad guy in T2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I found this funny. He's the only person that has been killed by all three of the actors that own Planet Hollywood. Bruce Willis killed him, Sylvester Stallone killed him, and so did Arnold.
That's awesome. Probably a pretty good trivia question sometime. Yeah, okay.
Kris Jenner, the overlord of the Cardassian Empire, is 57.
Yeah.
Bill Walton is 60. Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits.
Oh, yeah. He can still sing,
I understand.
Yeah, he can. Yeah.
65, and Art Garfunkel is 71 today.
Don't know if he can still sing, but boy, there was a time he certainly could.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right. Ryan Adams? I don't know. Do we know who Ryan Adams is? Yeah, probably not.
I can Google search it.
Doesn't really matter. It's okay. It's 619.